to All the World's a Stage, where the Mad Mechanicals, Shakespeare's wacky troupe of misfits, travel the world searching for fun, adventure, and a paycheck.
Any similarity to a snipe hunt is purely coincidental.
Today, we join the Mad Mechanicals as they embark aboard the good ship Kixie Wixie.
Let me go! Let me go! I'm not getting on this death trap.
Snug, calm down.
We are Shakespearean characters. Have you forgotten what happens to every single boat in a Shakespeare play? Comedy of Errors? Twelfth Night? The ship bloody well sinks! And usually before the first act is done.
Or sometimes there are pirates.
Exactly, Robin. Hamlet and Pericles. Swarthy pirates invade the ship with their long flowing hair and tight leather pants. And then they carry off the women from their dull lives and take them to tropical paradises and... Wait, what was I saying again?
Relax, we'll be fine. Look, the weather's clear enough. You can see our destination from here. You don't even have to go far. Nick, how long would you say it will take to get there?
It shouldn't be more than a 3-hour tour.
Ow!
I am not getting on that boat.
It's a ship, and she's a perfectly serviceable craft.
And tasty, too.
Should I even ask?
Nick said he was hoping we could get passage on a caravel.
No, he said caravel. It's a type of ship. There are all kinds of ships, Robin. There are catamarans, brigantines, and galleons.
I thought that was under the ship.
Under the ship? Under the ship is water.
Right. Galleons and galleons of water. There's a whole sea of it.
All right, stop it, you two. It doesn't matter. This isn't any of those kinds of ships. We couldn't afford to get a clipper.
My hair looks fine.
And we got here too late to get on board the cutter.
That boat repels insects.
So I got us a passage on board this lovely little sloop.
It's a piece of junk.
Junk? We're nowhere near China.
No one is going to get that joke, Nick.
How do you know so much about ships, anyway? I thought you were a weaver.
No, that's just how I drive. I got shanghaied at a young age and spent a lot of my time as a merchant marine.
Were you one of those sailors who had a wife in every port?
No, I sailed with a wine merchant offering samples to the women on shore. We put a port in every wife.
So the ship we're getting on is a sloop.
That's right.
And what's that thing they're pulling on?
Oh, crud, that's the anchor. We gotta go or they'll leave without us.
Hang on, Sloopy! Sloopy, hang on!
No, I am not going.
Snug, by any chance do you know how Hannibal handled it when B.A. refused to get on a plane?
What are you even talking about?
Nothing, just drink this.
Ooh, coffee. Thanks. Wait.
Nice work, eh, team?
Poor Robin. She laughed so hard at Thomas being seasick, she got sick herself.
You!
Ah!
What did you put in my coffee?
Essence of a Shakespeare play?
Oh, no wonder it put me under so fast. So before we die on board this cursed wreck, you want to make with the exposition and tell me what we're doing this time?
Didn't Thomas tell you? He booked us a gig. And according to the contract, we get all the gold we can carry off the island.
Really? And which island is that?
The Isle of Prospero.
Ooh, nice. That's the only time I've ever seen you bring down the thunder.
Thank you. It'll happen any time you say, the Isle of Prospero.
Very good.
Go ahead.
What?
Snug, I've known you for years. Other than the big red rock eater joke, I know there's nothing in this world you love more than children's television programming. So, go ahead and do it.
Is that the island over there?
Yep.
Then I guess I see one Isle of Prospero! Ah, 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 ah!
Please stop the thunder.
What the heck?
There's some guy floating on the raft over there.
What are you doing?
I'm floating on a raft. Please help. I'm the only survivor of a shipwreck.
Hey, thanks for taking that bullet for us.
What's your name?
John Bablo Stephanococcus.
Come again?
Everyone calls me John B.
Well, there's a surprise. Well, don't worry. We'll throw you over a rope. And you can come on the sloop, John B.
Did we really have to work that hard to get to that joke?
We'll be back out to sea with the Mad Mechanicals in just a moment. But now, our commercial break. Today's episode is brought to you by sonnets. Sonnets are a form of poetry which originated in Italy. In fact, the term sonnet is derived from the Italian word sonetto, meaning little poem. The standard length of a sonnet is 14 lines, and in Shakespeare's day, the most common rhyme scheme was A-B-A-B, C-D-C-D, E-F-E-F, G-G.
Rick, what are you doing?
Well, we don't have a commercial for this week's episode, Snug, so I thought it might be a useful time to educate our listeners about...
Stop. Just stop. People, please, I'm begging you, go to patreon.com, look at our campaign, and consider signing up. We have opportunities for you to be the subject of your very own commercial. You can stop this didactic gobbledygook by giving us something to actually talk about. Seriously, we're desperate. Next time, he might start talking about iambic pentameter. You gotta stop this insanity!
I was actually going to do tetrameter next time.
Please.
You know, Robin, I feel bad for the audience.
You mean because the shipwreck happened during the commercial break?
Exactly. They missed the whole thing. Snug holding on to the second mate with all of her might, screaming, "I'll never let go, Jack!" Nick swinging down from the mainmast and scooping the little orphan girl into his arms, only to drop her unharmed into the last lifeboat.
You, trying to dress like a little orphan girl.
Exactly. Then I died, and the audience didn't get to follow any of it.
Yeah, poor people. Wait, you died?
Well, yes, of course. So does you.
No, wait, Thomas. If there's one thing the Mad Mechanicals know, it's dying. And I did not die.
Then how do you explain it?
What?
Here we are, on a piece of flotsam in the middle of the ocean. And the only people we have to talk to are each other.
Oh. My. God. I'm dead!
Exactly.
I thought I was being good!
Well, you were wrong, weren't you? Now you and I are stuck together for eternity in Hades.
Dips on the voodoo doll!
Not Haiti. Hades.
I hate him too, you know.
No. Hades. The underworld.
Thomas, I don't care if it's boxers or briefs. Even in the afterlife.
Not under where? Underworld.
Where we're floating on top of it. You're having a prepositional problem.
Not under water, underworld.
Well, I guess it was better than that Kevin Costner thing.
Robin, I am not talking about Waterworld, nor the stupid movie with the vampires in leather. Ha! I'm talking about the underworld.
Like when you're unimpressed with something?
No, not underwhelmed. Underworld.
Oh! I understand now.
You do?
Yep. That is when the tilt-a-world doesn't spin enough. Then you're underworld.
You know what the worst part is, Robin?
What?
I can't kill you. Because you're already dead.
Or yourself, either.
Yes. Thank you for the reminder that I can't end my own pain because I'm dead, too.
But you smell more like it.
Excuse me?
What the?
Who the?
How the?
Why the?
Did you want to do the one and the other, too?
Not really. It's now and on a piece of debris.
True enough.
So, who, what, why, and how are you?
I am Caliban, half man, half fish, because my mommy and daddy were into some weird stuff, and, well, I'm fine, thanks for asking.
You're half fish? Holy mackerel!
Ah, fish puns. I cannot stand fish puns.
Quiet, Robin. Can't you see you're bothering this flounder man? Just treat him like any other guest star, and we'll get along swimmingly.
Ah!
He's a guest star? grade scale.
Stop antagonizing him. He might get mad and come after you with those big muscles of his.
Please!
Oh, he might come after you, Shrimp.
Do you want my help or not?
Oh, look, I'm really sorry. It's just that we're Shakespearean actors. Ignoring obvious puns just isn't in our nature. It makes us feel like... like...
A fish out of water?
Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but I had nothing else.
I understand. I suppose I should try to help you anyway. Let me call in some help.
What was that?
I'm going to need some help pulling this wreck ashore, and here are my helpers.
Dolphins? Neat. Finally, someone with a higher pitch than Robin.
Challenge accepted.
No!
Hey, there you two are.
Nick, Snug.
Hey, if you try to hug me smelling that much like three-day-old tuna, I will snap your neck.
Oh, sorry, I'm just so glad I don't have to try to teach a whole other group of people your parts for our next show, so I missed you guys? You're tolerable, and by the way, the smell's not me. It's our new friend, Caliban, here.
Wow.
He rescued Thomas and me, but he wouldn't let me push Thomas back out to sea. So I'm ambidextrous about him.
You mean ambivalent?
No, I don't need to go to the hospital.
It's good that you're back. I missed ignoring whatever Robin was talking about. Now, come on. Prospero and his daughter Miranda are waiting for us to put on a show.
Miranda?
Right.
We're just going to leave that one alone?
Dear Lord, I hope so.
Come on, it's just a little further inland. He's got plenty of food and water, and then I figured he'd love to see our 12th night.
Why that show?
It's the only box of props we didn't lose in a shipwreck.
So, Nick, you and Snug were marooned here on this island together. What was that like?
What happens on the island stays on the island.
Oh, don't even. You made a pass at me and I tried to break your left arm.
Yes, and that is staying on the island, thank you very much.
I'm gonna kill that wizard.
Oh, get over yourself.
He tricked us.
A magician doing a trick. Who'd have thought?
And he didn't lie, exactly.
Yeah, he said we could have all the gold we could carry off the island.
And since that single coin was all the gold that was on the island, he was true to his word.
Could have at least given us something more than a canoe to get home in.
Well, we did perform both night.
Yeah, that's a fair call.
You okay rowing us back to the mainland, Donkey Face?
I hope so. If we're lucky, we'll find a bigger ship that will let us aboard.
Like that one over there?
Hey, you're right, Robin. Look at that. Came right out on top of us, out of that fog. I'll signal it.
Thomas, wait, the flag on the mast.
Hey, you over there. We're stuck in this little dinghy. Can you let us ride with you?
Yarrr!
Oh, no.
Never mind. We'll try to catch the next one.
Yarrr!
Row faster, Nick.
Why can't we get pirates that look like Johnny Depp?
Row faster, Nick.
So that's what the barrel of a cannon looks like.
Row faster, Nick.
The Mad Mechanicals have lived in abject poverty for so long that they're experts in finding ways to help those in need. Here with a message about how you can help is our own Nick Bottom.
Thanks, Rick. All right, so odds are you're pretty close to a computer when you're hearing this. Do me a favor. Right now, go and visit www.greatergood.com. You there? Good. This is a site where you can help support programs to end hunger, take care of stray animals, provide mammograms, research cures for Alzheimer's, save the rainforest, support our veterans, and more. And it will cost you nothing but a few minutes of your time. You click, the sponsors of the site make a donation, and everybody's happier. There are lots of options if you want to do more. Buy some of the fashionable and fair trade goods. Sign petitions. Basically, this is a one-stop shop to do a lot of good for this crazy world we live in. And the best part? Tomorrow, you can come back and do it all again. Start a new habit. Maybe make this your homepage so you don't forget. www.greatergood.com. That's greater as in better. Not like the thing that shreds cheese.
It always comes down to food with you guys.
Hello, actors.
The music used in today's show was Fun in a Bottle by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under Creative Commons. See more at incompetech.com. Some sound effects used from freesound.org, also licensed under Creative Commons. Andrew Dell was John B. and Caliban. Our pirates were Andrew Dell and Brianna Kuby. And I'm Rick Tennant. Good riddance and send me packing.